first peg of Kalai Mishnah test. The first part of this Mishnah is also a continuation of the previous Mishnah about situations of combining two different species that fuse into one or that help each other grow. The second half of the Mishnah is a general halachas of what constitutes Kalai Yidroi. So, Toimen Lepes Utsnoinis Tafel Gef. And the person, he picked a turnip, radishes, and he just wants to store them underneath the grapevine. So is this considered kelayim? Do we say that he's just storing it there, and therefore that we don't have kelayim between the grapevine and these turnips? Or do we say no, that he put them in the ground and they can grow now, and therefore it is considered kelayim? Ima yimikta zalo magulam einu choshish loyimishim kelayim. That if he did in a fashion that some of the leaves were still, he didn't bury it completely, he left some of the leaves exposed, that's a sign they just put it temporarily to keep them fresh, and he doesn't want to grow there. Because if they were planted, they planted deeper into the ground. And therefore, it's ein chosh mishum kelayim, there's no problem with kelayim, because it's not planted, it's just being stored over there. Mishum shviz, and then also there's no problem of doing such a thing on Shemitah, because it's not considered planting on Shemitah, like now that's plant on Shemitah. Mishum maizus, that, and also in respect to Shemitah, that if it swells up a little bit, you don't have to be concerned that something grew on Shemitah, because it's not considered planted. And Mishum maizus, that when you remove it from this being stored over there, even if it grew a little bit, you don't have to take a new maizus, because it's not considered something that was planted in the field. And it's not chayv and maizus, that extra amount that's going to grow. Nitlum b'Shabbos, you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to harvest on Shabbos, but this was not considered growing, it was just considered stored there. That is the first half of the mission. The second half of the mission is a minimum combination of species that would be considered kelayim. So we're talking about kelayim zeroyim, planting two different things together. We mentioned before that this applies in Israel, Eretz Yisrael, and not in Chutz Laretz. So someone is planting in Eretz Yisrael, l'chita b'tzoyer ka'achas, ha'reiz ha'kilayim. He takes one grain of wheat and one of barley and plants them right next to each other without separating the proper amount, which we will see later. He's even is of kilayim. Someone in his backyard has two vegetables and plants them one right next to each other without proper separation. So even is of kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda ima ina kilayim ad shiyeh shnei chita m'tzoyer or yichita shnei tzoyerin or chita tzoyer kusemis. He says you have to have three species. Because he holds it says tzodchalotizu kilayim. First you have to have a tzod that has something growing in it, and then add another two species to that. So you have to have a sum total of three. In respect to kilayim zeroyim, we do not pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass in as enough to have two in order to be oiver the isa, the right, you don't have to have three. We'll see later more about kilayim hakeres.